Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Midwest Madness, your true crime cult conspiracy encrypted podcast. I'm Emily.
And I'm Danielle.
I remember what I was going to talk about.
Oh, perfect.
Whoever sent in an email about migraines.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember what her name was?
I can look if you want to talk
about it. Oh, I just wanted to say thank you.
Oh,
for sending me some recommendations on
Mary.
Mary, that's what I thought it was. So Mary, thank you. I know she's listening from
way back.
Yeah, so yeah. She's not going to hear she's this
on,
for a while.
Well, she's already on season 3, episode 7 at least.
So,
cuz that was the last email I got. It's so great. I like will open my emails and all of a sudden it's like a message from her and she's like, "This is what episode I'm on." So it's like been really fun to watch her like come through the episodes and listen to everything. So
yeah, she sent in some suggestions on things for my migraines. So
yes.
I just wanted to say thank you for that. I have not figured them out completely. They are better, but
you have to let us know if you use any of her tips and if they work for you.
Yeah, I will.
Because I'll be curious. I'm curious to know. Because I don't. Thank God. Because I would not do well. You handle your migraines really well. I'm such a bitch about a headache that I'm just like.
Yeah. I just feel like, I don't think I handle them the healthiest way. I feel like I should probably take care of myself a little better when I have one and not try to just like live life normally. But
yeah,
it is what
I feel like it's like six of one, half a dozen of the other. Like you can't really win either way, you know?
Well, I could feel better faster if I
maybe
didn't try to push through all the time, but
yeah.
Unfortunately, it was engraved in us when we were younger that we don't really take
not the other one.
Sick days.
Sick day, what is that?
Yeah.
I'm like throwing up.
Unless we're throwing up and have a fever.
Yeah, it's like if I have a fever because sometimes my meds make me sick, so.
Well, yeah, that's different. That's not sick. That's just.
No, I know, but like, so now I just kind of assume it's my, I always assume it's my meds.
I think you would know if you had the flu, though.
We'll hope. And let's hope I don't find out this school year.
Yeah, we don't need that. So, thank you, Mary.
Yes.
That's what I remember what I wanted to say. Okay, that's it.
Perfect. So, do you remember where we were going?
Pennsylvania.
Yes, Pennsylvania. Do you think you know why one of them was...
Gettysburg?
Uh-huh. An entire city.
Yeah.
An entire city. So,
I'd like to go back.
Me too. As an adult, right.
Because mm-hmm. We were there when we were younger.
I was in sixth going into seventh grade.
So I was going into fifth.
Yeah, so we were like young. But and I was going to try and find some pictures from there.
Oh my gosh, you should. They're definitely in some books up there.
Yeah, creative memories books for sure.
Cool.
Did anybody else's mom do that?
Creative memories. I feel like that was such a Midwestern mom thing.
I'm curious to know. We'll have to find out.
But... I mean, I liked it as a child, so yeah. I would like it even more.
Yeah, because we've always been history people.
Yeah.
So, I would love to go back.
Yeah, same.
Maybe 2026, we can plan a little trippy trip.
It'd be fun to do it in the fall, and we could, like, maybe do, like...
Some haunted stuff, like ghosty...
Like a fall, like...
Road trip type situation. Yeah. Says the girl who doesn't really like road trips. Would that be different because it's not here?
It'd be different because I feel like things are, like the states aren't as big over there.
That's true.
So you can kind of get through things a little bit faster.
We could do over MEA and then we could do like start in Pennsylvania and then go up to like Salem.
Yeah.
That could be cool.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
Later.
And then we can record while we're there. It wouldn't be that much stuff to bring.
I'm flying to Pennsylvania.
I know. I know, but that would mean each of us has a microphone. You
I have to bring my laptop.
To your computer. You don't bring your computer anyways?
Oh, no.
Oh, I bring my computer everywhere.
Oh, I never travel with my computer. Always. Why would I?
I suppose I'm usually doing homework, so I have to.
Yeah, I'm like...
That's true.
I mean, can watch TV on the airplanes. Yeah, I have my Kindle for my books, and my music is on my phone, so...
That's fair. Yeah, I bring mine because I write college papers on airplanes.
Okay. Let's get into it.
Let's do this. Okay. So, Gettysburg, for those who don't know, is the... we have some international listeners who
true.
Don't know.
Valid.
Gettysburg is the site of one of the hardest fought battles in the Civil War. The battle lasted for 3 days from July 1st to July 3rd in 1863. There were over 51,000 casualties.
That's crazy.
Between the Confederates and the Union soldiers or armies.
Think about that. That's 2.5 XL Energy Centers.
Holy shit. That's a lot.
Yeah.
And that's like when it's full. Damn. And then there was the one civilian casualty. So
do you think there's actually more than that, though?
I don't.
No?
Mm-mm, I think we would have heard about it. I think it would have been hard to miss that, you know? So the Battle of Gettysburg is often called the turning point for the Civil War because it successfully ended General Robert E. Lee's attempt to invade the northern states. Gettysburg was an important city because there are 10 roads that all converge in the area. Some of the locations that these roads go to are Boston, New York, and Washington, D.C., so all key cities that the South would have wanted, which I found really interesting. I didn't know that. On the first day of the battle, it was not the full armies, and instead the rest of the army showed up on the second day. The heaviest fighting was at Little Round Top, the Wheat Field, Devil's Den, the Peach Orchard, Culp's Hill, and Cemetery Hill. A dramatic assault by the Confederates of 12,500 men happened on the third day and was known as Pickett's Charge. I'm telling you this because most of this stuff comes back up.
Okay.
So, on November 19th, President Abraham Lincoln dedicated land to be the Gettysburg National Cemetery to honor the fallen soldiers during the Gettysburg Address. So we're going to start with the haunted battlefield, which should not surprise you that the entire battlefield has been known to have activity because it was a very traumatic event.
This is probably a very stupid question.
I love stupid questions.
And I feel like I already know the answer to
it. I love stupid questions.
But I'm going to ask it anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Do people live in Gettysburg? Like, can you live there? Is the whole town like a national, like...
Historical
site, you know what I mean?
From what I remember is there are definitely parts that are historical sites, but they're, like, built with the city right nearby.
I don't think I would want to live there.
Yeah, I think it'd be really stressful.
Yeah.
And, like on a vibey spiritual level, I don't think I would be able to relax.
Yeah.
Is my thing. But honestly, not that silly of a question because I don't for sure know the answer to it. But it's the whole area is not national land because he just dedicated part of it to. But so I know
technically
that
a national park.
There's parts that are.
Okay.
I have a picture of us, like, sitting at the base of, like, a statue overlooking, like, the battlefield.
I know. I remember that. Mm-hmm. I remember that part of it. I just don't remember there being, like...
Like, a modern town.
Like, city.
Yeah. I vaguely do, but not very clearly.
Okay.
I guess is what I'm getting at. So, actually, not a dumb question at all. So... The haunted battlefield has had reports of phantom soldiers marching in formation or on horseback still fighting in battle. They're most often seen where Pickett's Charge took place. And remember, that was 12,500 men that did Pickett's Charge. So, the Valley of Death, there are reports of malfunctions of cameras, recorders, and other electronic equipment just not working. So,
also, interesting fact, because that's called the Valley of Death, mm-hmm. and then Penn State's, like, football stadium is called Death Valley.
Oh.
I wonder if that's...
Like a nod
like
to...
Yeah.
Like, interesting. I didn't know that. I mean, why would I? I'm not...
A sports person.
Well, I am, just not like you are.
Yeah.
So... The next one that I have is the Devil's Den. It is a famous rock formation that served as a Confederate sniper's nest for much of the three-day-long battle. The first ghost sightings there were not long after the battle and have continued ever since. So isn't that, like, fucking wild?
Yeah.
It would be, like, 4 days later, and you're like, is that a dude? Is that a Confederate soldier with a rifle? What is happening? Like, that would be so scary.
Yeah.
And then you get over there and there's no one there. No, thank you.
I bet you can do some good ghost tours. And
I would love to go and do some. So, people report seeing soldiers among the rocks during various times of day. So, it's not even just at night. It's, like, all day long, which is crazy. And phantom battle sounds have been reported in the area.
What's a battle sound?
Gunfire, shouting, horses, cannons, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
People report... Oh, sorry. I remember that one. Ha. There have also been several photographs of a specific long-haired soldier looking rough. So, like, he's in, like, a ragged uniform, no shoes, wearing a floppy brim hat. And there have also been reports of people talking to him before he vanishes completely.
So they have, like, full-on conversations with this person?
Yeah, they're like, oh, how are you doing? Or, like, whatever. Like, are you okay? And then he's like, gone.
Hmm.
Which I don't know how I feel about that.
There It'd be freaky if, like, it was, like, me and you. Like,
yeah.
You're just this close to them. Yeah. And you're like, hey, how's it going? And then you're just like,
boop. Like, vanished. Yeah. It would make you question your own sanity, I think. You'd be like, the fuck did I just see?
Yeah.
It'd be really trippy. So there have also been reports of cavalrymen on horses, more battle sounds, gunfire, shouting, and cries of anguish, which, again, that comes back to the, if you hear someone screaming and crying out.
Yeah.
No, thank you. I feel like that's one of those things that would just, like, make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. Yeah. Where you're just like, oh, something is not right here.
I know.
So the Phantom Regiment is a group of Confederate soldiers that people see and hear moving across the battlefield at odd hours of the night. Their uniforms are tattered, so it is hard to tell if it's Confederate or Union soldiers, but people tend to assume that it is the Confederate. The Phantom Regiment has been spotted among gravestones in the Gettysburg National Cemetery as well. Shockingly, there is a lady of white in white at this location. She has been seen kind of like wandering through the battlefields, and she seems to be looking for someone.
Do you think she was like a nurse?
People assume she's looking for her lost lover.
Okay.
Because she like looks really like anguished and really sad. So that's the assumption, but it could be a nurse. But I don't know how often women were going out on the battlefields and nursing.
It could have been, like, after, though.
That's true.
And, like, she's anguished because she's literally saying.
Yeah.
That's true. I don't know. Just a thought.
It's not a bad assumption.
Just
a bad
knowing question. What they wore back, what those nurses wore in the Civil War. It was white, so.
Right. Which is crazy. Like, excuse me, I just had a huge yawn right in the middle of that sentence. I am so sorry. It's kind of crazy. Like, why would you pick white of color? Why would it not be, like,
black
or brown or red? You know, literally something that's not, like, look at every speck of blood on my uniform.
Probably so they stood out.
Yeah, that's a good thought. So the Tilly Pierce house is known for the presence of a young girl's ghost. She's often called, very original, the Pierce House Girl.
Oh.
I know. Really creative and everything. She has been heard in the building laughing and walking around.
Do we know who she is?
Nope.
Like, what does she have to do with?
Nope. That's okay. All the information I had. Jenny Wade.
I also don't want to hear child's laughter. I know. There's not supposed to be a child.
Again, something about kids is just so creepy.
Yeah.
I hate, yeah. Mm-mm. No, thank you. So Jenny Wade is known as the only civilian who was killed during the Battle of Gettysburg. She was hit by a stray bullet in her home while making bread. The bullet hole remains in her home to this day. And the home has been featured on several different ghost shows.
Oh, I think I watched this.
Ghost Adventures?
Yes.
Yeah.
It wasn't as good as I was wanting it to be.
Well, of course it wasn't.
Yeah. Have other ghost shows been there?
Yes. Kindred Spirits has been there. I watched the episode on Max last night. It's a good one. It's not at the Jenny Wade house, but they do go somewhere else, a couple other places. And the way that they talk with the people that own the other places they go to, you can tell they go there quite a bit. And Adam Berry said that Gettysburg was the place that made him believe in ghosts. Because okay. he had an experience there and, like, that changed his whole entire life.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Also, what's interesting to me is that, she, in the middle of this battle, she's making bread.
I think she was making bread for the soldiers.
Right, but like, life has to go on. Yeah. Right? Like, she has...
Right.
You gotta eat.
Right. She was doing her part to, like, help.
Yeah.
So, people regularly hear strange, unexplained movements, unanswered voices, and fearful moaning, which is so sad. Because it kind of makes you assume that it's her. Like, she's been struck and she's, like, in pain, which is so sad. Iverson's Pits is a mass grave site where an entire brigade of North Carolinian soldiers were buried.
Together?
Yeah. So, like, they just kind of, like...
Yeah, I hate that. I know.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Well, unfortunately, when you have that many 51,000, you can't...
Yeah, I know. You can't dig 51,000 graves. Yeah, yeah, I know. Before
things get...
I know.
Dicey. Which is the most peasy way I can say that. So this is called Pitts, or Iverson's Pitts, and even though the remains have been moved since the Civil War, people still report seeing floating orbs, hovering lights, strange mists, and shadowy figures. They are usually seen around dusk. Gettysburg,
you must be able to be in the park at dusk.
I feel like they do tours and stuff
at night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that would make sense.
Yeah. I don't know who runs them for sure, but a lot of this came from a website that does run tours.
Cool.
So I know where to look when we want to go in 2026.
We'll invite Tommy.
Oh, my gosh. He would love it.
Yeah, he would.
Oh, my God. It'd be so fun. So Gettysburg College was known as Pennsylvania College during the battle and was in the midst of all of the fighting. Soldiers were brought to the college after they had been wounded, often dying inside the main building called Old Dorm. Fears have been reported pacing back and forth in the building, and one Confederate sentry has been spotted in the tower. People report seeing him gesturing wildly to people below. I don't know why he's trying to get their attention, but he is. Two staff once reported the elevator doors opening. This is so wild. Onto the scene of a Civil War era operating room packed with wounded and dying soldiers, but it was completely silent.
What?
When the doors closed and opened again, the scene was gone.
The fuck? Nope.
Isn't that the craziest shit you've ever heard in your
entire
life?
About like questioning your sanity.
Right.
I would be like, what in the actual heck is going on right now?
You'd like look at the person in the elevator next to you and you wouldn't want to ask if they also saw it, because like then you're gonna sound like a fucking insane person if they didn't.
I'd be right? Like, are we high right now? What is happening?
Have we been drugged?
What is going on? We are hallucinating.
Because like if it was one person, easier to make it up. But if it's two people saying the I'd be like, don't tell me anything. We need to go find someone else and individually tell them what we saw.
And see if it's
and see
similar.
If it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because that's... Because I'm just envisioning it like a movie, right? Like, you go down, the door is open, you see this scene, and you're just like, what the shit?
Do you want to know exactly what I'm picturing?
It closes, and you're supposed to get off on that floor, so now you're like, uh-oh. So you push the open button again, and then it opens again. It's completely normal.
Do you know exactly what I'm picturing?
Tower of Terror.
Yes.
Yeah.
Literally. Like, you go, doors open, there's some shit going on, doors closed. It's like, that's what I picture.
Yeah, it was very, it's very Tower of Terror-esque.
Yeah.
I would agree. But I feel like you'd be like, you just look at the other person in the elevator, just dumbfounded.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So hopefully it's a true story. Let's see, what else do we have? Oh, we have the Children's Orphanage. So this is the site of another makeshift hospital, which you're going to notice is a trend with that many people being wounded and dying. Obviously, you kind of were putting people wherever you could.
Yeah.
So after the battle, the previously privately owned home was turned into an orphanage to house children who lost their parents in the battle. And when I say parents, usually what happened, if I remember correctly, is after the father would die, since women didn't really hold positions where they could work or get money and be able to support these large families that they tended to have, they would have to put their children into orphanages because they could not support their family. That's so dad would die, mom wouldn't be able to afford keeping all the kids or having all the kids, and so she'd have to put them in an orphanage for them to be cared for.
It makes sense, but that's fucked.
It's heartbreaking. It's so sad.
And like, I highly doubt those kids ever get
picked back up.
Right. Or adopt, like, were they doing adoptions back then? Like,
yeah, I mean, but I don't think like how we see them now.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it's really sad. And it gets more fun.
Great.
So Rosa Carmichael was the headmistress there for a time, and it was rumored that she would torture and chain up the children in the dungeon that she created in the cellar.
Why did I have a feeling that that was going to be where this was going?
Mrs. Hannigan. You know?
Yeah.
So during an episode of Kindred Spirits, Amy and Adam go here and perform an experiment that proved their theory that several of the spirits wander the city and not just remain in one location.
I didn't know they could do that.
Okay, here's what they did. Amy and Adam were at the orphanage and they were like, we feel like the activity that we're getting here is very similar to activity that's happening at this other house. So let's see if it is. So they told the spirit in the orphanage, okay, we're going to tell you the word pineapple. We want you to remember this word. If you come across us later, we want you to tell us the word pineapple. So they leave that location. They go to a different location. They're doing like an EVP or one of the like ones that like reads the word for you.
Yeah.
And they get the word fucking pineapple.
That's crazy.
It's absolutely wild.
But I more meant that I thought like spirits had to stay where they were. You know what I mean? I didn't know they could wander.
Yeah. I feel like maybe it's a little bit of both. Like if it's a residual haunt, since they are just kind of like replaying the same thing on loop, they stay. But if it's an intelligent haunt, maybe you have a little bit more freedom to like... I spent a lot of time here when I was alive, so I can go here. I had spent, you know.
Makes sense.
And I wonder if there's also rules like, you know, for prisons, my theory about how if you are given two life sentences, that's why your spirit stays. Like, I wonder if there's like the guards are watching those prisoners that are still stuck there because they still have to serve out that life term. And so they can't leave, but like the guards just like come in and out like they would have when they worked there.
Interesting.
You know?
Yeah.
Like it's almost like, is it just another plane of existence? You know?
Yeah.
So trippy.
These are the things I ask myself.
This is what keeps you up at night. You're like laying in bed. You're like, what plane of existence am I on? Am I actually a ghost in someone else's house?
Am I jumping a timeline right now?
So it was, it was really cool. This episode is really interesting. They do a Skyr.
Well, don't tell me because I want to watch it. So just tell me. I'm just going to watch it tonight and then I'll report back.
Yeah. They do an experiment.
Shut your mouth. I don't want to hear it. Move on.
Do you guys see the abuse that I put up with? She's so mean to me. They do some stuff. It's cool.
Perfect.
So people see and hear things at the orphanage and believe that it is both Carmichael and her victims. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem like she has left.
Damn.
So
hopefully she's still not torturing people or like the spirits of the children.
Yeah, you would hope they're able to get away from her.
In death, yeah.
The Dobbin House is an old inn that has the ghost of a soldier that has been seen in one of the second floor windows. Before the Battle of Gettysburg, the Dobbin House was a stop on the Underground Railroad.
Oh, cool.
The tiny secret compartments can still be viewed today where slaves would hide.
Okay, so we'll have to go.
Put it on the list. I feel like all of these places are on the list.
For sure.
So far, because none of them have been really scary. The Dobbin House, I think, is one of the ones that Amy and Adam go to as well, because I have this vague recollection of them seeing in a floor one of the hidey holes.
Okay.
But I'm not positive on that because I was writing and watching at the same time. So let's see. One of the spirits here seems to be the spirit of the inn's first owner, Alexander Dobbin, and he is always seen smoking a cigar, which is just very funny to me. I would be seen always holding a can of Diet Coke.
Yeah, literally. What would I be seen doing?
That's a good question. You think about that while I continue.
With my Kindle?
Maybe.
Because I got to take that thing with me in death.
Yeah, because you're not going to have want finished. Anyone. You're not gonna, well, and you're not going to have finished your TBR anyways.
True. And I don't want anyone looking in to see what I...
Don't worry. I will delete all your searches and all your books. Don't worry. I got you. Thank you. But you have to do the same for me.
So funny. My friends literally always send me those TikToks where it's like, God sending you to hell when he sees your like Kindle history. And I'm like, yeah, that's...
You're like, oops.
I was like, I wouldn't even make it to the pearly gates.
Like, they'd be like, oh, Emily. No. 5 years in hell first.
Yeah.
And then you can come up.
Honestly, all the fun people are going to be in hell.
Well, I don't think Hitler sounds that fun.
Well, I have a theory that, like, there's, like, hell for bad people and then hell for people who just, like,
made some naughty choices.
Yeah.
It's kind of like from what I remember being told by the Mannings about the Mormon belief of of different levels of heaven.
Uh-oh.
So like if you're really, really good, you go with God. If you're good, you go with Jesus.
Yeah.
If you're okay, you go with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And I was like, fascinating.
I'm not saying I want to go to hell. I'm just saying like realistically, if like none of us are going to heaven.
Not right away.
No.
I kind of think that it's like you have a sentence that you have to serve and then you can go. So like depending on how bad you were, like, all right, Danielle, 3 years in hell and then you can go to heaven.
Yeah.
Like it's like you're going to prison for a couple of years for your crimes and then you get to go. That's kind of how I think of it.
They're like, you remember that one time when you were 8 and you stole that bubble gum?
6 weeks.
Yep.
All right, so back to it. So some of the other spirits that are seen at the Dobbin House are believed to be former slaves as well as soldiers. The Farnsworth Inn is believed to be haunted by no less than 16 spirits.
Damn.
Soldiers, a midwife, and an 8-year-old boy are all believed to be at the Farnsworth. People report hearing breathing, grunts, voices, and music coming from a harp. People also smell cigars, and photos show spirits in some of the windows. It's V real time.
Oh, good God.
So... the okay, Hoffman Mansion was also reported to be used as a makeshift hospital, again, like many of the places in Gettysburg during the battle. It is believed that most of the spirits seen and heard there are Union soldiers. I found a lot of Confederate.
And that's interesting.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if more Confederate ended up dying.
Dying.
The only stats that I saw were just like a grand total of this many people. And admittedly, I did not look that hard because that wasn't really what I was focused on.
Right.
So I think that maybe that could be why, because the North did win the battle.
Yeah.
So, but during the battle, it is believed that most of the spirits seen and heard there are Union soldiers, but there's also belief that one of the Hoffman daughters is wandering around. She supposedly died by suicide and can be seen in the attic. People often catch photos and orbs, or photos of orbs and shadows in the house. There is a black shape rumored to appear in the corners of the home, and it is believed to be an omen of bad luck.
Oh, gosh.
That's the only one that kind of gave me the creeps. I was like, ugh.
Yeah, because what if you see it?
Yeah, and then you're like, shit.
Then you're like, fuck.
Shit.
Can't pretend I didn't see it.
Now I'm going to have bad luck. Damn it.
Like, I've already been having bad luck. Can't handle anymore.
So doors also open and close on their own. People hear voices, strange sounds, and physical contact has all been reported at the Hoffman Mansion.
Okay, I'm thinking I can skip the Hoffman Mansion.
Yeah. We're not, neither of us are really willing to risk the potential bad luck.
I need all the good luck I can get.
That's the only reason. I'm like, I could handle being touched. I don't think that would bother me as long as it wasn't like, I got punched in the gut or, you know.
Like the scratching. I don't like. There's like, physical touch that I don't.
Well, because I think I was.
Yeah, I know. But I just.
And it was just kind of like, oh, that was weird.
You know,
it didn't hurt or anything. Like, if it's going to hurt me, then obviously I don't want it. But, like, don't pull my hair. Don't scratch me. Don't bite me. Don't punch me. Like, nothing like that. But if you're just going to, like, fix my tag, go for it.
What ghost is out here like, oh, this poor woman's tag's out. Let me just pop it back in.
You know
what?
I'm just letting the universe know. My tag's sticking out and a ghost sees it. They're welcome to tuck it in, okay? All right. So that is all of the stuff I have on Gettysburg, which is why I only ended up doing two.
Yeah. Gettysburg's cool.
Yeah. I would love to go back.
So would I.
I don't know if you'll want to do this one. This next one.
Okay.
Eastern State Penitentiary.
Yeah, no. Remember earlier when we were in my episode and you were like, well, there's some places I wouldn't want to go, and in my mind I literally almost said out loud, like, penitentiaries,
yeah,
not a place. Sanatoriums.
Yeah,
don't need to go.
Oh, so you're really not coming with me?
Not this.
That's fine. I know you're
and
not.
That yeah, no,
yeah, so
I don't need to go there.
I just, historically though, they're still so cool.
Not really. What's so cool about an old prison and an old
just
asylum?
The stuff that happened and like
bad,
the,
all bad.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
There's not happy places.
You're not wrong. But that's why people go to Auschwitz too, is the history.
But that's different, I think, in my opinion.
I suppose.
I feel like you need to
culturally need to, it's yeah, very like, different.
You're remind right. ourselves and
you're right. It's a place of honor.
Yes,
a grim honor there, and these are just sad.
Yeah,
so you're not wrong.
And people were forced to go to.
Also, well, nobody come at me for comparing the two, because that's not how I meant it. I just meant in the fact that they're both very tragic.
Yes,
places.
Yeah,
so nobody come at me for that, because if you do, I'll fucking fight you.
Okay,
anyways, we're moving on. So Eastern State Penitentiary once held 85,000 prisoners over its history. So that is not at one time.
Obviously.
It is over the history of it being a prison, which makes sense because it was in operation from 1829 to 1971.
Damn.
Both of our parents were alive.
That's
when they closed
time.
Eastern State.
That's an old prison.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
How big is it? Do you know?
Like, I didn't write it down.
How many people it holds at one time?
Yeah, I don't know. But it did hold Al Capone.
Oh.
And bank robber Slick Willie Sutton, which is kind of a dope name.
That is kind of a dope name.
Who are you? I'm Slick Willie Sutton.
Who gives them these names? Because I know, probably like, the media, like, names.
Probably, like, their friends, maybe. Because, like, that's just Slick Willie.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, Babyface. I think it was just because he looked young.
Like a baby.
So So, when Al Capone was there, it was reported that he would scream about someone named Jimmy, begging him to leave him alone. And it is said that his screams were blood-curdling. So, he... in the nighttime, because he had this, and it's still set up the way that it was when Al Capone was there. It was set up, his jail cell, like a fucking living room. Like, it had, like, a nice chair, and it had rugs, and it had a nice bed. Like, because he had so much fucking money.
Yeah.
And he was so powerful that he just had this, like, really nice, comparatively. He,
like,
came in and,
like, renovated. Yeah, he's basically. Like, can we knock these, yeah. this couple walls down so we can yeah. put these cells together yeah. and make me a bigger cell?
Well, because every single cell in this penitentiary was solitary confinement.
Oh.
So there was one person in every cell because that was part of their philosophy as a prison was to, like, reform people. You sit in solitary. Ooh, like, you don't share your space with somebody else. I think it was just, like, cement wall
bars. So at least they weren't,
so, like, you could, like, still talk okay. to people, but, like, you weren't supposed to necessarily.
Got it.
So I don't think it was, like.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Closed off.
Yes, thank you.
Like, yeah.
I was doing hand gestures that no one else can see. Yeah. So that was really helpful. Mm. So ghost hunters went to Eastern State and they got footage of what looks like a man walking through cell block 12. I have seen this episode. It is fucking wild.
Wait, what?
Ghost hunters. So Jason and Jason Hawes and Grant.
What is Ghost Hunters on?
Ghost Hunters, the old stuff, you can't fucking find it anywhere. Damn. It's really hard to find. They do have a couple of seasons that are a bit newer.
I wonder if I could find it on YouTube.
You might be able to, I think, but I think you have to pay for it.
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
Fuck.
Ooh. Ouch.
Anyway.
I personally, they are my favorite. Because if they go to a location and nothing happens, they don't make shit up and be like, oh my God, this, all these things happen. They're like, you know what? We're not saying that you don't have experiences. We're just saying that we didn't. We have nothing to back up your claims. And, like, we did our best. These are all the things that we tried. These are things that you can try. Like, they never say, like, oh, all these things happen. It just feels more authentic to me.
What one is this?
Ghost Hunters.
Okay.
And this is actually, they're the OG.
Yeah, I feel like I remember you watching this mm-hmm. when I was younger.
Mm-hmm. And, like, so they're the ones that got all this started. So they were, like, before Ghost Adventures and before. And then Amy and Adam were a part of Ghost Hunters before they all kind of, like, split off and then did their own things. And, like, they've kind of come back a little bit. And Amy and Adam will do investigations with them and stuff. But I just find them so much more credible than a lot of the, like, jump scary shows out there. You know, like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some of them just like, this just feels like bullshit.
Yeah. We know.
Read into that how you will.
Yeah.
I'm not opening myself up to a lawsuit. Thank you so much.
We can have opinions.
We can. And I'm not saying that they're fake. I just say it feels fake.
Yeah.
Very different. So most haunted recorded objects moving on their own, and their team claims to have communicated with multiple spirits. Visitors claim to see a man standing in a guard tower on the property, but it is impossible to get up to where he is seen because the brick stairs that since collapsed, so you can't get up there. There is an apparition of a woman who employees see so often that they have taken to calling her the soap lady. I have no idea why.
Not a clue. Maybe she smells like soap.
Maybe. Maybe she looks like she has bubbles on her. I don't know. She sits in the last cell of the second floor, and you're never going to believe this, but she's seen wearing all white.
Whoa.
I know. Never happens.
I want to be like, she was wearing a Vikings jersey.
That would be so fucking funny. There's this social media person I follow who does, like, this thing where she's like an angel in heaven. She has, like, a razor as a headpiece. Yeah. So she did this one where she was like, all right, hi, Jason. Okay, welcome to heaven. Yes, what would you like as your ghost outfit? Oh, okay, no. No, you are dead. Yes, you are dead, sweetheart. And she just, like, talks about, like, what do you want as your ghost outfit? And I was like, what do I want as my ghost outfit? Emily wants a skeleton onesie.
I'm comfortable. Won't say fashionable, but...
But you know what? She comfy.
Yeah.
See, I'm trying
to... And warm.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out what I want. So, well, in hell, do you want that? On your little hell vacation, do you want warm?
No. You're right. You're right.
You might need to rethink.
I might need to rethink.
So
my onesie situation.
But it's not your hell outfit. It was your ghost outfit.
Valid.
So
how much time am I actually going to be sending in hell? Because I'm going to be out ghosting, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Clearly. Dumb bones, dumb bones.
I better start practicing now. Oh my God. Gotta get the routine down pat.
Amazing. So anyways,
skeleton body paint.
I tried to do that to Sam and she hated
it. Yeah,
she was not a fan. I was like, sorry, Belle. So the woman in white, aka the soap lady, is on the second floor, and the second floor at that time, or not at that time, but during its time where it had women, was where the women would be held. And they did have men and women at the prison at the same time.
Oh.
Which sounds very terrible. Dangerous. And, yeah, like, just why?
I mean, I'm assuming they were in separate areas, but still.
Yeah, they had, they had the second floor. Women were the second floor cells, and then the men were.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So there have also been reports of whispering, giggling, and weeping. But when people go looking for the source, there is no one there. Cell block 12 is one that's known for the echoing voices and the laughter. So, this just says cell block. I think it was 6. Has lots of reports of shadowy figures that dart around on the walls. And cell block 4 is where there are most of the reports of ghostly faces, which I hate that.
Same.
Just a face is so creepy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you'd be like, there was no body attached to that face. Again, like with your thing in your story, how they're just bodies with no something about there not being the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it being the head that's either there or not there is just really eerie.
Yeah.
Because, like, I wonder if it's because it's so unnatural. You know, because, like, if you lose an arm, you can still survive.
Right.
But if you don't have a head, you're like,
yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why. One of the best known stories comes from an employee named Gary Johnson, who was working at Eastern State Penitentiary in the early 90s, and he tells of a time that he was unlocking an old cell door in cell block 4 when a force gripped him so tightly that he wasn't able to move. He said that a negative, horrible energy burst out of the cell, and he saw the vision of tormented faces. One of the tour guys did say that it is easier to find skeptics on staff than believers, and that they, quote, don't claim the prison is haunted. We run a haunted attraction, end quotes. Which is true. They do host a haunted attraction during the month of October. So you can go to a haunted house there. Hard pass. No, thank you.
I don't get, like, if you're, like, you don't need to do that.
Yeah, no.
Just hold ghost tours.
Uh-huh. I feel like they probably do both, where they do just, like, tours, and I don't think they call them ghost tours.
Right.
But one of the sites that I, like, was reading to try and find ghost stuff, and I didn't actually find any ghost stuff on it, so it's not one of my sources. But they were saying that when they went, they just put, like, headphones on and were able to just, like, do the tour by themselves. I think that would be so creepy.
I just...
to, like, be walking by yourself.
I don't like when, like, places like this do that kind of getchy stuff. It's kind of like the haunted shop in Duluth. I'm like, why do you...
Right, yeah.
You don't need to do it.
No, you don't. Just let us come in there and investigate during the night. I mean, I
bet they make a lot more money.
I was going to say, I'm sure it's a money thing. Yeah,
but
if you, like, cut that down to, like, only a couple of nights a year. Because I've done that one. Did you know
that? Yeah, you told me that, yeah.
Because you've never done that one, right?
Well, no, I don't like... I don't like being jump scared.
That's true. That's true. I went to Pine Haven with you in high school. Yeah. That was not fun for you.
You just don't need, like, I'm not a scary movie person. Like,
no, I don't do
my real life either. Is scary. No, I'm just kidding.
Them bills, my dude. Ooh, send a chill through me every time. So I did look up to see how much tickets were for that in case anybody was able to or wanted to go, and they are $39. And it does look like a pretty legit haunted house.
That's kind of a lot of money from... But Pine Haven's expensive. So.
I think it's... I think it's pretty big.
Oh, okay.
Because I think it's like a whole chunk of a cell block, but I don't know that for sure.
Got it.
So I'm assuming it's probably worth it, but yeah. That is pretty expensive for, I see. And that's another thing. Like, I don't need to be paying someone to scare the shit out of me.
Right.
Like, I'm so good.
Thanks.
One of my coworkers wants to go to Valley Scare, and I was like, girl, I'm not paying to go walk around Valley Fair and have a person put their face in my face.
Yeah.
I don't, like, no.
Plus, it's like all teens.
Yeah.
Sounds like hell.
That sounds like hell. That's Emily's hell. She's a...
There we go.
She's a worker.
I'm at Valley Scare.
At Valley Scare.
I'm being jump scared all the time, and then teens are just running around being...
And screaming.
Yeah. That...
Yeah, this coworker has a teenage daughter, so she was like, I think I'm gonna bring her, and
I mean, I'm sure it'd be fun.
Yeah, for I'm just
them, but
yeah,
not my thing.
No, I'm good. I did it once in
high school. Not my thing.
It was, meh. All right, so my sources, now that my iPad is closed, my sources were GettysburgPA.gov, Gettysburg Battlefield Tours. That's the one that I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And then ghostcitytours.com, and that was for Eastern State as well as npr.org. So I went like fucking jit with my sources this time.
Good for you.
I know, I was pretty proud. No Wikipedia whatsoever.
Our social media is MW Madness Podcast on Instagram and Gmail. I know, I did a little accent.
That was hilarious.
And then Midwest Madness Podcast Group on Facebook.
Send us your stories.
Yes, send us your ghost stories if you want. If not, we don't have to do a ghost story episode this year.
No, but it was fun.
But it was fun. But I know some people don't want to share, so.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, have a great rest of your week, everybody. It is MEA break this week for Minnesota.
Some people start Wednesday, some people start Thursday.
If you're one of the lucky ones to have some time off, enjoy your time off. And we will talk to you guys next Tuesday.
And think of us while we paint our parents' kitchen.
Oh, fuck me. Okay, bye.
Bye.